This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's warplanes pounded Gaza after talks to extend a week-old truce with Hamas after it broke down, sending wounded and dead Palestinians into Gaza's overwhelmed hospital. So far, they say hundreds have been killed.
At Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, the second largest in the Strip, a steady stream of injured children and adults were brought in on Friday.
Habibi, Amma.
On the steps outside, people weep and pray beside the bodies of those who didn't make it. Each side said the other had rejected terms to extend the truce. Medics and witnesses said the bombing was most intensive there and in Khan Yunis, areas that were supposed to be safe, where hundreds of thousands of Gazans have been sheltering from fighting further north.
For the first time, South Korea has its own spy satellite in orbit.
South Korea has launched its first military spy satellite a little over a week after rival North Korea claimed to put its own spy satellite into orbit for the first time. The launch on Friday from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base used SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It was the first of five spy satellites South Korea plans to launch by 2025 under a contract with SpaceX. The launch had been planned for earlier in the week, but was delayed because of weather conditions. South Korea has had no military reconnaissance satellites of its own and partially resorts to U.S. spy satellites to monitor moves by North Korea. North Korea claimed to put its own spy satellite into orbit for the first time last month. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, an unwavering voice of moderate conservatism and the first woman to serve on the nation's highest court, died Friday at the age of 93. O'Connor died in Phoenix of complications related to advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. That's according to a statement by the Supreme Court. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian court extended the detention of Russian-American journalist Elsu Kermisheva on Friday as she awaits trial for failing to register as a foreign agent. A court in the city of Kazan prolonged her detention until February 5th. No date has been set for the trial.
Kermisheva is a Prague-based journalist for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, which is funded by the U.S. Congress and labeled a foreign agent by Russia, meaning it gets foreign funding for activity deemed to be political. Kermisheva, who holds both U.S. and Russian passports, entered Russia on May 20th to deal with a family emergency. She was detained, awaiting her return flight on June 2nd, and her passports were confiscated. Court documents reveal that Kermisheva was fined $103 on October 11 for not registering her U.S. passport with Russian authorities. A week later, she was charged with failing to register as a foreign agent, a serious offense carrying a potential five-year prison term. She is the second U.S. journalist to be detained since the Ukraine conflict began in early 2022.
Flu cases are on the rise, while RSV cases may be peaking in the U.S.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 11 states are reporting high levels of flu-like illnesses, mainly in the South and Southwest. That's up from seven states in early November. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen says RSV lung infections have risen sharply in some parts of the country, nearly filling hospital emergency departments in Georgia, Texas, and some other states. But she thinks RSV cases will peak in a week or so. Cohen says COVID-19 continues to cause the most hospitalizations and deaths among respiratory illnesses, about 15,000 hospitalizations and about 1,000 deaths every week. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. House has voted to expel Republican Representative George Santos of New York following a blistering ethics report on his conduct that included converting campaign donations for his own use. He's just the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues, the third since the Civil War. Friday's vote to expel him was 311 to 114. Expulsion required support from two-thirds of the House, a purposely high bar. The scathing House Ethics Committee report that found substantial evidence Santos violated federal laws proved decisive. As it became clear he would be expelled, Santos placed his overcoat over his shoulders, shook hands with conservative members who had voted against his expulsion, then departed the House chamber. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.